this morning to Psalm 86. That's the psalm that we're reading through the psalms in a year. And my eyes lighted on verse 11, 12, and 13. Soul and strength, or it will be both unreal and unacceptable. This is the second time in the psalm that David calls the Lord my God. You know, that's when we're really getting to it. When he's not just God up there in the heaven, but personally, he's our God. The first time he mentioned it, he's in agony of prayer. And now he's in the ecstasy of praise. Wow, I love that. From agony of prayer to ecstasy of praise. If anything can make a man pray and praise, it's the knowledge that the Lord is his God. Spurgeon goes on to say, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." The Hebrew word bara, to create, and barak, to praise, are a little different, because the end of creation is to praise God. Though nothing can add to God's essential glory, yet praise exalts him. And we were praying up here during pre-prayer this morning, and somebody was quoting as they were praying that God inhabits his praises. The praises of, as we praise him, God comes and he inhabits that place. And I thought, you know what, today when we praise, we're going to praise so heartily with heart, mind, body, strength, everything we have, that we're going to make God feel comfortable. Amen. When he comes to this praise service this morning, he's going to just sit in a big comfy chair and sit back and just say, I like it here. Amen. Going on, when we praise God, we spread his fame and renown. We display the trophies of his excellency. In this manner, the angels glorify him. They are choristers of heaven and do trumpet forth his praise. Thomas Watson, the third person I read about this psalm, says, "When our tongues praise, then the organs of God's spiritual temple are sounding. How sad it is that God hath no more glory from us in this way. Many are full of murmuring and discontent, but seldom bring glory to God. By giving him the praise due his name, we read of the saints having harps in their hands, the emblems of praise. Many have tears in their eyes and complaints in their mouth, but few have harps in their hands." We have harps in our hands, right? We're going to clap them this morning to give him praise. Blessing and glorifying God. That's what we're all about, and that's what we're going to do this morning, and we're going to honor him in that way. Mark Batterson, who has a big church in Washington, D.C., says, "I love the first line of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. That's the end goal, and that's how I do my life." Let's be doers of life by praising God. Let's stand and let's say it from the Amplified translation. "I will confess and praise you, O Lord, my God, with my whole united heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy and loving kindness toward me, and you have delivered me from the depths of Sheol, from the exceeding depths of affliction." Let's praise our deliverer. Let's glory in praising him this morning. Let's make him feel comfortable in our praise. Amen.